Hey, Jeff.
Hey, Eric.
How are you?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
Doing well, thank you. It's Tuesday, a new episode of A Waste of Time with It's the Real, and right now, we are coming to you from Austin, Texas, South by Southwest, our first time. Jeff, how do you like it so far?
Honestly, I don't know. It's probably great. We are pre-recording this while still in New York before the snowstorm hits the entire East Coast, but we are definitely down there. We probably have our badges in hand. We've got our wristbands. We've got our sense of entitlement because we are skipping all the lines for the rap shows and barbecue, and it's going to be very lit.
Yeah, busy week for us starting tomorrow.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, we are doing a live podcast on the official South by Southwest stage, and we would love for you guys who are down in Austin for South by to come meet us. So that's going to take place where?
We're at the JW Marriott Hotel, room 112.
No, this is not. There is an official South by Southwest stage in the
It's in the Brazos room, which okay. I believe is hugs in Spanish,
okay.
But it's in the Brazos room. It's on the second floor.
Ask for hugs.
Ask for hugs. Ask for us. We will be interviewing 24 Hours, the quote-unquote mysterious rapper from Atlanta.
Well,
that's what Complex said.
Let's get into the bottom of that mystery.
Yeah, he's obviously got a great career on his own.
Mm-hmm.
He's also the brother to Made in Tokyo. He has stories about Post Malone and Ty Dolla $ign,
yeah,
a bunch of other people. And he's like a really fun guy.
It's going to be a fun interview. We're doing that live tomorrow, the 15th of March from 2 to 3 p.m.
Yes, and then on the 17th, we're actually rapping on a stage with Fresher, who has that song, Women! Women!
And this is called Hip Hop House Party South by Southwest Edition 2017. It is hosted by Hip Hop Mike and DJ Drewski, who you know from Hot 97 and Love and Hip Hop. It's going to be a really fun show.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be performing around 11 o'clock, so be there on time. And then on Saturday, the biggest event of them all, and honestly, maybe the best lineup of the entire festival down there.
Are you just saying that because we are on the lineup?
Well, maybe, but we are hosting the official Atlantic Records showcase at South by Southwest. And for anybody who's not at South By, this will be streaming on Tidal, so go sign up for Tidal and watch us on there.
Also, you don't have to sign up.
Go there for free. Jeff, we got performances by Gucci Mane. Meek Mill. Lil Uzi Vert. Ty Dolla $ign. OT Genesis, PNB Rock, Kyle, Cap G, Cardi B, Loso Loaded, Styx, Don Q, and special guests. And we are going to be hosting it. Illmind is going to be DJing. It's going to be a lot of fun. That starts at 8 o'clock on Saturday night, the 18th. Down live in Austin, Texas, South by Southwest.
Wait, but what's happening on Sunday?
Sunday, we are taking a 5:50 flight.
5:50 a.m.
Out to Baltimore for our cousin's third wedding to the same girl in 6 months. It's a lot. Anyway, busy week down here in South By, where we are right now.
Yeah.
And
we will emerge unscathed, hopefully.
Well,
I'm ready to host our cousin's third wedding to the same girl.
No, Dan, our brother Dan is hosting. We are the MCs.
We're the MCs. Well, that's the same thing that we're doing for the Atlantic stage. We should bring Meek Mill and Gucci and
everybody.
Let's go. Yeah, let's go.
5:50 flight.
5:50 a.m. flight. We're definitely not sleeping.
Dan
we're
going to
look
be
terrible.
So surprised when
and we're
going to
feel even worse.
Up.
Yeah.
And today on the podcast, who do we have?
We have Casanova, who everybody knows from his song Fuck Boy Don't Run.
That's right.
Or as it's said on the radio, Don't Run.
He's a Brooklyn rapper from Flatbush who is now signed to Memphis Bleek.
Yeah.
And he's hanging out with everyone from Meek Mill to
Jay-Z,
Chris Brown. And we talk about a lot of that on this podcast. He was really open, really funny, and I really enjoyed this.
Yes, and I mean, we've met him before, but yeah, it was good
and
to actually
sit
down.
We get into that, too.
Yeah, it's good to sit down with him again. Hope you guys enjoy this episode.
When do you want to get into it?
Right now.
Yo, what up? It's Eric, a.k.a. Raisin Bran, a.k.a. Gripping Grain.
Yo, what up? It's Jeff, a.k.a. Smoking Loud, a.k.a. Emphysema.
Yo, what up? It's Casanova, a.k.a. You won't catch me in the drop, a.k.a. You know I got the glock.
Yeah, this is a waste of time, but it's the real. Cats, what's happening?
Hey, man, I'm blessed. I'm here.
No, thanks for being here.
Yeah. Upper West Side.
Upper West Side. How often do you make it up here?
West Side. Not much. Not much. I ain't trying to get shot out here. No, yeah. Good part.
Real dangerous good streets up here.
That's
yeah.
Right. That's right. Okay, so the first thing that we got to ask you is that last week, or maybe it was like
2 days ago.
Two days ago. Yeah. We saw you post something on Twitter where you said the next interviewer that asked me yeah. about Nikki and Remy.
Don't do it!
No, so Jeff had a question for you.
How hard are you going to hit a guy with glasses?
Not hard. It was kind of like a joke. I just thought about it in my head. And I was like, every time I walk up to somebody, sometimes I even slip up and be like, what do you think? And I just know people are tired of it. So I just posted it.
Tired are you of it, though?
I'm really tired of it. At first, it was exciting. Then it started getting boring. And then I'm like, I don't even want to talk about that shit no more.
Yo, but now look, we're talking about it.
What's yeah. See? See?
Yeah, come to our house and hit the guy with glasses. Right? What's the dumbest question that people ask you over and over and over again?
I don't know. I don't think
they're
no
all
question.
Dumb questions. Yeah.
I don't think no question is really dumb when you don't know nobody.
Oh, that's fair.
Like if you don't know the person, then anything you ask is kind of like you knew.
Right.
Yeah. You know. So,
saying like 3 years from now when you're like
late, like you're supposed to know that. Come on, man. I've been doing this. You know what I'm saying? Stuff like that.
Where are you originally from?
I'm from Brooklyn.
Where in Brooklyn?
Flatbush.
Flatbush. Where in Flatbush?
21st and Church.
All right. And you grew up there and you lived there your whole life?
Yep.
And how many siblings you have? How big was your family?
My family is big, but we was all like separate. My mom has 10 kids and my father got 12.
What?
Yeah.
That is a humongous family.
Yeah. Ask me how much of them I know, though.
Well, yeah.
That's the tricky question.
Yeah.
I know like five.
It's combined?
Yeah.
Not even combined. Like five from each side?
Nah.
Where were they all based?
Like some of them is in Panama and Jamaica, stuff like that. They all spread it out. Like my father was just throwing that thing and my mama was popping that thing. So it was just all over the place.
And where do you fall in like?
I'm the baby of both.
Out of all of them?
Yeah, I'm the baby of both.
So how many of those people, whether you know them or not, came around knocking once you...
They all knocking now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, congratulations.
I know, yeah.
Well, I still just keep them that distance. Yeah, all right, cool.
Introducing themselves. Yeah. By the way, we're blood relatives.
Mm-hmm. Some people be like, hey, Theo. I'm like, what?
Do they hit you on Facebook?
Facebook. Mm-hmm. They can find me on Facebook. That's how they do it. Then I think they just go to my Instagram. And I don't even give a fuck.
They hit you on Instagram?
Yeah. Do you, like, fave their comments?
Nah. I just leave them. Leave them there. The DMs, I don't even allow them. I just...
What do you think they expect?
I think they think
money?
I'm rich.
Like a check? Yeah,
especially
yeah.
people, like, overseas. They think that you're rich. They see you with jewelry. They don't know this is regular in New York. You
right.
know what I'm saying? So they think I could maybe help them out of poverty or something. I don't know.
I mean, okay, so people can't see right now, but you're wearing, like, so much jewelry.
Just a ton
on.
Right
yeah,
now. Yeah,
yeah, so,
yeah.
like, you're doing great.
So to all the family members out there,
yeah,
you're not getting true. A dime. You're not getting a
hit
dime.
Hit them on every DM and let them know.
Where'd you go to school?
E. Hall High School.
Where's that?
Flatbush.
Did you enjoy school?
Yeah, school was cool. Unless you didn't get the new Jordans, then it was, like, a bummer. You
right.
know what I'm saying?
Right.
You ain't got the new Jordans, you're not cool. So then when you miss a Jordan, like, you lose fans, you lose friends. Like, everybody that had the Jordans on stuck with each other. If you didn't have the new Jordans, you was, like, an outcast.
See, I never wore Jordans because I was, like, I'm a Knicks fan. Right. Like, you know, I grew up in, like, the 90s. And it was
stay
like,
true yeah. to, yeah, your team.
Yeah, I wasn't, like, fucking around wearing some Jordans.
No,
but I guess you were
you
a traitor.
Sell out, yeah.
Yeah. I think Jordans was really bad at that time. Like, people usually, you see... People die over Jordans.
Yeah,
yeah.
And especially for my era, like, you're fucking waiting. I waited outside for dudes to buy Jordans and snatch their bag and
yeah.
then run.
Well, so then, would you wear them outside just knowing that no one would fuck with you? Or did you like,
no,
hold
nobody,
them to...
I don't think nobody was ever fucking with me in that nature because I always was around, like, the hoolies.
Yeah.
You know, all my friends from back then were troublemakers. Mm-hmm. We used to take people Jordans. Yeah, that's how I got corns on my feet because I used to, like, I would probably wear a 9 and I'd just take somebody 8.
Oh.
And be like, fuck it, I'm going to take out the soul.
Wait. So did you ask them what size they were before?
No, nah. You just kind of like, you kind of like.
Like 8's close enough.
Roam around the store, you know, while they on the line. Just hear somebody, yeah, I need an 8. I need a, all right, fuck it. That'll fit.
Yeah, that guy's a mark. Yeah.
And just snatch it and run until, you know, I started getting caught for stuff like that. Then it wasn't fun.
Is that how you got caught the first time?
Nah, hell no. I got caught for so much different shit. I was out there running wild.
In your small shoes.
In my small shoes. Definitely.
Were you always this tall?
For your
age group, like taller than usual.
I was tall, definitely. But it was taller people than me. That's crazy.
Did coaches like try to like coerce you into like playing?
Yeah, but I played football. I was a tight end and a defensive end. But then like nobody used to come to my games. Like, you know, that's kind of disappointing.
Yeah.
So when you didn't have nobody supporting you, like everybody family used to be in the bench and just watching. I just gave up quick, but I think I would have been a good football player.
You have like 60 people in your family.
I know, you basically have a football team in itself.
Yes, and they didn't give a fuck, so I didn't give a fuck.
By the way, just for that, they don't deserve any money.
Yeah,
so.
They're not getting no money. No. But I think that a lot of people do a lot of things because they have the support and it feels good.
Yeah.
You know, some things I used to tell like my friends, like I only did certain things to be accepted. Like, you know what I'm saying? If this was in, you want to do it,
right? Yeah.
Everybody loves it,
right?
But when this is not in, you don't want to do it. Like, nobody wants somebody nobody wants,
right? Well, like, what were things that you did besides stealing Jordan?
Which you were the captain of.
Yes, I was the captain of all bad things. You know, all bad things. Fighting, robbing, selling drugs, stuff like that, that people praised in the hood.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But then, you know, you snap out of it and be like, so fuck, you praising the wrong shit.
Right.
Yeah.
So now I'm rapping.
Do you recognize Brooklyn as it is right now?
Brooklyn is kind of like sweet now.
It's kind of.
It's sweet. Yeah. It's sweet. It's sweet. Especially once the Barclays and a goddamn.
I was just going to say, like, what was it like sweet. Before that around there?
It was, when I was home, it was just like, it was like you was walking through a cemetery because everybody looked at it's Flatbush. You know, you got all cultures is in Flatbush. Haitians, Jamaicans, Panamanians, Africans, Mexicans. It's that Flatbush. That's the part where it's like the Caribbean island.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you got like.
It's beautiful.
You
in
got
the
people.
Summer,
yeah. Right. You got people fresh off the boat.
Yeah.
That need money. You know what I'm saying? You got fruit stands on every block, people selling flowers. It just was like The Walking Dead. It just, no light. And now it's just like beautiful. It's mad stores and different things of that nature. And you could kind of raise your kids in Flatbush now.
Yeah.
I don't even think the trees looked that beautiful in Prospect Park back then. Like, people was getting shot in Prospect Park, raped. You know, they used to tell you don't be in the park after dark.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now you can just walk. You can sleep in the
now,
park.
Now, like, everybody brings their families through and they're playing like frisbee.
Yes, definitely.
Did you have a job in high school?
No, I never had a job.
Never had a job?
No, until I came home.
Wow.
I came home and I had a construction job.
Yeah, well, so before then, you went away for how long?
I did skip bids. Like, I did, like, a 1 to 3. Then I do a year. Mm-hmm. Then I do 6 months, then I did the 7 years and some change.
Mm-hmm.
So I would just like, I get a fake run, like I rob something, get caught for it, either beat it, don't beat it, do the time, come back out, 4 or 5 more months run. That was like the thing to do in the hood, like put in work, then go to jail and then be the man in jail. And then people were like, yeah, I heard Cass is just going crazy in jail. It was cool. And so until you start getting old and your bones stop.
Yeah.
Functioning right. Until you want to give up and you want something better for yourself.
So you first went away when you were what, 14?
Yeah, like 14. I went to like DFY, stuff like that.
First of all, how hard is it to date when you're always going away?
Like I said, at first you don't notice it because, especially like in DFY, you don't really need a girl or you don't even think about visits and stuff like that. But as you get older,
right,
it's hard. You know, you usually don't even keep a girl.
Yeah.
Because they usually leave.
I mean, I mean, they have their reasons.
Yeah. You do a bunch of bids, you know, and come home and go back and go home and come back. How was that for your mom?
At first, my mom used to be like my savior. She used to always bail me out. I was the baby. I was good until she just gave up on me one day. I think my last bid, she just gave up. Like, you know what? I'm tired. Like, Cass, you're going to do this one on your own. And then that kind of forced me to be a man. Like, I'm like, dang, my mother not coming to see me, or I'm not getting a package from my mother. Yeah. That kind of crushed me, but at the same time made me into, like, being bulletproof, like, not depending on nobody. I don't care how much you say, yeah, I got you, Kaz, or this, that, and third. I don't believe you, and I just got to get it done myself. And it just kind of made me selfish, like, just worrying about myself and my priorities rather than caring about anybody's, you know what I'm saying?
Did your mom come and visit you?
Yeah, she came here and there, but like I said, it was a different note. It wasn't on a note like, how's my baby doing? It was like, yo, here, you can come see your daughter, you know, because I had a daughter when I went in, mm-hmm. and this is what you're doing. Here, I'm bringing your daughter up. Here, you need anything, all right, love you, enjoy yourself. It wasn't more like, you know, guys are like mama's baby, mama's boy. I've been a mama's boy, so I ain't get the cuddling no more. And she just manned up on me. She was just like, you want to go to jail, this is what you're going to get. And I think that's what kind of learned me to not go to jail no more, because I didn't have no more support.
Yeah.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? They cut off my supply.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, did you ever run into the same judges like that sentenced you?
Yeah.
And what would they say?
The last judge that sentenced me, I remember the line he told me. He told me, he said, you can see your daughter when she get married, or you can see her in, I think, what he said, like preschool, or you can see her in. And I was like, that shit went over my head. If you blow trial, you're going to get like 15, 20 years. You can take this 6 years I'm giving you, and you can see your daughter. I went in the back. I was trying to be a gangster, fake fronting. Went in the back, I start crying.
Yeah.
Then I came out, I was like, yeah, let me get it. And I took the time, and then I just was like catching little trouble cases in there, like fighting and cutting and stuff like that. Then my time got extended. But yeah, that's what he told me. They wasn't playing with me.
So what was it like coming home then and seeing your daughter after your bid?
It was stressful. It's stressful now. Sometimes I don't connect to her because I'm so, like, bottled up. But I'm learning daily, you know, how to be a better father, both with my son and my daughter.
And do you see a little bit of you in them?
My daughter, she's that's my twin. My son, I don't know yet because he's young. Mm-hmm. He's only about to be two. But my daughter, that's my twin. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Everything I do, she do. And that's why I be telling her, like, don't try to get over on me. I used to do the same thing. But we all hear that from our parents. So we don't know what they're talking about until we get older. Like, now I'm like, look at her. She's trying to hide. Did you brush your teeth yet? Yeah, I brushed your teeth. Did you take a shower? Yeah. And then I start searching little spots, like, you know, what my parents used to do. And it's just hilarious. But daily, I'm starting to become a better father.
Are you watching a lot of, like, Daniel Tiger and, you know, children's
Oh, sports? My gosh. Daniel Tiger, that my two-year-old, that's where he just be stuck like this. I know the whole little beginning. Yeah.
Yo, we got to get you on Daniel Tiger.
Nah.
Yeah, animated.
Oh, my God, your son would just go like crazy.
I'll be rich.
Yeah.
I'll be rich. All the kids watch that.
I'm hanging around a bunch of two-year-olds. Is what
Jeff loves Daniel Tiger.
News came out, I guess, like a month ago of you and A$AP Rocky went to jail together.
Yeah.
And didn't know that he was A$AP Rocky until just recently.
Yeah, until like a couple months ago. That was amazing.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's like the craziest thing. Is like, so he's on the phone with you, mm-hmm. and you're just like, you're A$AP Rocky.
Yeah, because my homegirl called me and said, I got something to tell you. And I'm like, all right, well, you just got to tell me. She's like, don't worry, he said not to tell you, he's gonna tell you yourself. So I'm like, all right, she FaceTimed me and I see A$AP Rocky. I'm like, all right, what's up? What's the joke here? He like, you don't remember me? I'm like, you're A$AP Rocky, come on, stop playing. But I'm trying to play it cool, like, what the fuck you mean that I remember him? What do you mean? I saw you at the motherfucking Hot 97 show, maybe then.
Or were you backstage?
No, yeah, I saw him backstage at the Summer Jam. Mm-hmm. But I'm thinking he talking about that. Right?
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, you ain't notice me then. You ain't saying nothing to me. Why are you asking me, do I remember you now?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And then he's like, no, remember this, that, and the third? Remember I was in the bullpen? I said, house you was in. So I start asking the questions. She's like, remember we was in Five Lower? Remember Mama G? Remember this? I said, you was the guy with the ponytail, the perm? Get the fuck out of here. So we start exchanging stories. Yeah, remember that time? Remember that time? And it was amazing. I was like, dang, look at it. Like, it pays to be good sometimes.
That's yeah. wild.
You know I mean, you protected him.
I don't want to say protect. I wanted to say, like, I was there for him.
Right.
Like, randomly.
Right.
You
yeah.
know what I'm saying? Just
right. sometimes. Protection means something else in jail. Yeah,
protection means, like, you know, you was paying for protection and right. stuff like that. So I want to say I protected him. I just, like, I did a good deed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he kind of glorified it for me, and I appreciate him for that because he didn't have to say that. And some people wouldn't. You know what I'm saying? And especially to the public.
Right.
Because once I found it out, I still didn't say nothing. Mm-hmm. I was just like, cool.
Well, how long ago was it?
It was when it happened.
No, because you guys went to, you were in when you were like 16 or when he was 16.
Yeah, it was
something.
Like, but, we were both like 17.
But when did you find out?
I found out a couple months ago, like 30 years old.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So that's like more than a decade ago.
Crazy. Yeah.
So it was kind of crazy because he was like, how it all happened was crazy because it was a CO and he like, yo, I hate going to jail. Like, he's cool with one of my homegirls, CO, and he like, I hate going to jail. I'm never going to jail, ever. I went to jail one time and this dude named Casanova from Brooklyn, he saved me, man. He helped me out. She was like, what Casanova? Rapping Casanova? And he like, nah, he ain't rap, because he used to rap in there.
Yeah.
He used to be really rapping, and he was nice.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And she like, look, this hit my head, showing him my Instagram. He said, yeah, that's that motherfucker right there. That's crazy. Look at him. And, man, that's how I just think it's like me being blessed. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, mm-hmm.
It couldn't happen no other time. You know what I'm saying? So, it was a good deed, and I got... He just told me, whatever you need, let me know. I ain't asked him for nothing. I ain't used my favorite
ramen
card
noodles.
Yet.
Right. Yeah.
I ain't used my favorite card yet. But yeah, he just said, whatever you need, just let me know.
And so you put in your time. Mm-hmm. You come home. What's life like when you're fresh out?
Hard.
Yeah.
Hard. And I got locked right back up like 4 months later.
That you.
I got locked up 4 months later for... a robbery, and I didn't even do this shit, and that's what really kind of, I don't think all those years even did anything to me. What did something to me is being locked up and you didn't do the crime.
Right.
You know, some people go to jail and you're like, did you do it? No, I didn't do it. He's a fucking liar. He did it. But I didn't tell nobody I didn't do it. I was just in there like, fuck. How the fuck they picked me out of a lineup that I did not fucking do?
Yeah.
And it was like...
Well, how did they pick you?
I don't know. They just picked me because that's my M.O. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. M.O. robbery, cash is home.
Yeah.
They put him through a lineup. They picked me, and I was just in jail again. I picked up the phone, and I just was like, I just gave up. Like, I'm like, I ain't even calling nobody. I don't give a fuck. I'm done with this shit. And then I just, again... No, that like grand jury, nobody came. So I guess they knew they picked the wrong person, or you know, sometimes police coerce you to pick the wrong person. Like, is that him? Mm. You sure? Does it sound like him?
Right.
And the people just tired and it's just like, yeah, him, right? That's it. And I beat the case, they let me out, and since then, I didn't even think about even robbing nobody if I wanted to. And
well, good, because you're in our home.
Yes. You good, y'all good. How much these mics cost? Yeah, but I just changed. I did a 360.
But then how do you – so you change your mindset, but how do you actually, like, turn that into actions? Like, what are you then doing? Like, so now you got a construction job.
Yeah. So I'm just doing other things. Like, I was a big gambler, too. I used to go to the gambling spot, and I just get lucky. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes I win.
That sounds suspicious.
Yeah. Sometimes I just made
like
it work.
Like cards or like craps?
Poker.
Or,
yeah. C-Lo. Like,
mm-hmm, yeah.
In the hood, it's like C-Lo gambling spots, big
right,
tables.
Yeah.
And I was just making a way. Like, I wasn't great, mm-hmm, but I was living average. Like,
I was paying my rent. I was getting clothes. I was able to do this.
Feeding your kids, yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
I wasn't in my bag how I am now.
Yeah.
And then once I just started getting blessed, I started learning different things. I started knowing how to hustle just like legitly. A little not legitly, but like still.
Yeah.
Like crossing the line, but not the line where I could get locked up. You know what I'm saying? And then I just got in my bag and I just started meeting the right people. With people, you always meet people that want to do stuff for you that you don't even know. You know what I'm saying? And being negative, you don't even let them in because you just be like, fuck everybody. Fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, because you're negative.
Yeah.
And that's what I told a lot of people. I told people, once I stopped hating on people, that's when I started receiving all my blessings. Like, I used to hate everybody, like, bad, like, for no reason, like, really, like.
When you were away?
Away, came back, like, it don't matter. I used to just hate, like, you couldn't have did nothing to me and I just hated you, like.
I mean, it's great for Twitter. It's so good for Twitter.
Twitter lit with the hate. Yeah, but I,
like, I built my career off of that.
I used to be so mad and I just gave up one day and just started being happy, you know what I'm saying?
Who were your friends when you came home?
The same friends that got me in jail. Same friends, like, not got me, but, you know, same friends I wanted to impress.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I wanted to be down with them. They was my friends. And they was even not even doing robberies no more. So I was kind of, like, on my own. Yeah. They like, what, you talking about robbery?
Yeah.
Get the fuck away from me. You know what I'm saying?
So they weren't impressed?
No.
What a bummer.
After.
How stupid do you feel now?
That's why I try to, like, tell people, like, just find your lane and stay in it because whatever you believe in is what you believe in and you're going to make it work. And that's where I'm at now. Like, a lot of people are impressed. Like, how did I do it? And I'm like, shit, I don't even know. I'm just here.
We met you through Tackstone, obviously.
Yeah, I remember when we met.
Yeah, yeah. Because, we were at backstage at Tackstone's.
And you had the fake counterfeit money, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, no, that was a different thing.
Yeah, we met even before that. We were at Tackstone's live
one year anniversary.
And when I had the ankle bracelet on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I didn't know who you were. I was just like, yo, this guy is very loud and very comfortable. And I was like, I don't. And Charlamagne was there too.
Right.
Yeah, Charlamagne had the iPhone 4.
Yeah.
Yo, you were killing him on that.
Yeah. He got on me too. He got on me after that. Yeah.
Second time we met you was at Houston's, the steakhouse, right? Or whatever.
Hillstone. Or no. Houston's. Hillstone? It was Hillstone.
Change the name.
Yeah, see, you don't got to eat.
No, not there. But by the way,
we're not in our bag like you are.
You guys were like, yo, you were there at five p.m. and we were just like, this is our early bird dinner. Like, what's everyone doing?
Sipping martinis.
No, and the place is empty except for you guys, like all the way in the booth in the back or whatever. And yeah, we rolled through. We were doing our Dave Matthews Band's promo.
Oh, y'all want to cover it up. Y'all had good counterfeit money.
Yeah. Real good.
Get y'all counterfeit from these guys.
You want to know what the best thing was about that? Is that we got it from a real movie prop house, right? Uh-huh. Like the ones who like give like, you know, all the big movies their money. Yeah. So I called them up. I'm like, all right, when can you get this to us? We need it for the video, whatever. We're buying $1 million. And it was like $450, right? And so they're like, okay, cool. We'll send it to you on this day. And you shoot like 3 days later. We're like, fantastic, right? So two things. One is I asked them for the return address or if there was like a package, like label or something that I could put on it. Because I was like, you know, we'll just send the money back to you. And they're like, no, you bought it. It's yours now.
Yeah,
and
now we're
like,
you have $1 million in fake money.
It's like you're going to sit in our apartment, like, just hanging out. And the second thing was they could only send it to the billing address, which goes to our accountant.
Yeah.
So we had to tell our accountant, hey, so you're going to be expecting $1 million fake money, not a million real dollars coming to our real accountant, and look out for that. And then it showed up in $500,000. We got it. And we're like, oh, this is amazing. Used it for the video. And then the other $500,000 showed up like
on Monday.
Yeah, the day late, which was just fucked us. But anyway, yes, we did roll through, and we saw you there.
Yes.
And
anyway, we have some stacks for you.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. That's the important part about this.
Good. So you come home and you do start working construction, right?
Yeah.
So when you're doing that, are you wearing Tim's and are they laced up or are they like just like?
I'm wearing them laced up. I'm fucking falling asleep. I'm always getting in trouble. All the Mexicans is the hard working Mexicans, you think, right?
Sure.
All right, yeah. But they got tricks. They got codes. They got codes that you don't know. So when one is asleep, the other one is watching his back, they might do a little whistle, and then the other one will get up and start moving a brick or something. While me, I didn't hear the whistle. I didn't know the whistle was a code. So now I get busted. So I'm getting in trouble. My back hurting. I'm coming home.
Where is this? In Brooklyn?
Yeah. Like, I was working for Local 79.
Oh, Union.
In the Union.
Shout out to Local 79.
Yeah. Shout out to them.
Hard hat and everything, right?
Hard hat, everything. I was an apprentice, and it was hard. And that's why I, again, appreciate the working man, because I couldn't do it.
And you will never cross a picket line.
Never.
So we're gonna show up with like an inflatable rat.
Yes, with the rat. They always come with the rat. Yes, definitely. But that was hard for me. That was real hard.
Was there leather on your Tims?
Yeah, I had the leather joint. I had the smooth leather Tims.
Yeah,
rain proof and all that. I don't think I was supposed to have those though. I was supposed to have the steel toe boots.
Yeah, yeah.
But I didn't.
What kind of hours are we talking about?
This is how they swindled me, because I thought, because you know you get like $23 an hour, $24.
Mm-hmm. I heard it was $32 like, on High 97.
I think it's something. It's like probably $28, but when you do, I don't even know the rules, but you get like, how you call it, Dave, a day and a half or something.
Oh, yeah, or double time.
Yeah,
time
so that's what makes it like 30-something once you're doing overtime and all that. So I'm thinking I'm in my bag. I'm like, shit, I've been busting my ass for a whole 2 weeks. I know my check is going to be fucking lit.
Yeah,
I'm in my bag. I already know what I'm going to spend.
They gave you counterfeit money.
Yeah,
man, I looked at that pay stub. I saw $30. This fund. Union fund.
Hell.
Fucking
all that,
pension.
Yeah.
I looked at my shit. I saw like $1,200, $1,300. I said, I don't give a fuck about none of this. I don't need these people.
Yeah. Who cares about the future? You know, we need money now.
You paying for dudes that's retired.
Mm-hmm.
Dudes that's done with their job, you're paying. I get the fuck out of here. I can't take it. I quit.
How quickly did you quit?
I did it for like 5-6 months.
Damn.
I did it for like 5-6 months. Stacked my
another
paper.
Another bid.
Yeah, another bid. I stacked my paper and then I quit.
And then you got out.
Got out.
And then what?
Started investing in some good stuff.
Well, so all this time, you were not rapping.
No, I wasn't rapping.
Didn't have a thought of it.
At all.
Let's talk about your investments.
Yeah.
Your portfolio.
I was investing in podcasting.
Yeah. ExxonMobil.
Yeah.
Citigroup.
Look, you know the
pig bellies, all that.
Yeah,
definitely.
So, you got a daughter at home?
Mm-hmm. And a son.
And a son at that time. Or that's
the
later.
The son just came.
Okay, so you have a daughter at home at that point. Yeah. You know you got to make some money, but music is not in the picture at this point.
At all.
So you listening to music? You
always listen to music. I definitely used to listen to music.
What music got you through when you were in jail?
50.
Yeah.
50.
Like they would play 50 on the radio, or like
I would
had
have
like
it in a tape.
Yeah.
I have a tape. Like I had all the hardcore tapes, but the crazy thing about it, I had like so much more R&B tapes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love R&B.
Mm-hmm.
Like so what? So I had like
Blue Cantrell.
Lauryn Hill.
Yeah, sure.
Stuff like that. The old Usher.
Yeah.
You know, stuff
I feel
like
you're
that.
Not saying Blue Cantrell for a reason. Is it because I said it?
Nah. I don't even know who that is, Blue Cantrell.
Who is that? She had one hit.
It was a Hit 'Em Up Style.
That is definitely whack. That's a whack.
I feel like that's your style. I don't know.
Hell no. Fuck out of here.
So 50, Usher, you got them on tapes and your.
Yeah, I ordered a lot of mixtapes, because in jail you can order mixtapes, so you get a like variety of different people. So I just ordered like some R&B. Like I used to listen to Lil Mo.
Mm-hmm.
And like Ja Rule stuff too, stuff like that, and it got me through.
Yeah.
When I worked out, I listened to the hardcore. When I was in my cell, I listened to the R&B.
Yeah.
Cried under the pillow.
Right, yeah.
Stuff like that. Cuddle with the pillow.
Sure, well, I
mean, hump the pillow.
Sure. You know, that is yeah. That's what the pillow is for.
That's exactly what Lil Mo wants to hear. You know, people hear
your
music.
Feel me?
What was hanging up in your cell?
I ain't really hang nothing up on myself because you got perverts that are, like, you put up pictures of your family, they just, like, reach their hand in and grab it, or even, like, when you move, like, sometimes the COs will move for you and leave your pictures on the wall just, like, to That's get you up. Mad. Mm-hmm. So you'd be like, yo, my picture is there. Fuck you, dirtbag.
Wait, so how are you a friend? Like, how is that CO your friend now? The one that you and Rocky are both friends with.
No, I wasn't locked up with her as a CO. She became a CO.
Gotcha.
Yeah, she became a CO, and then that's how he met her.
Gotcha.
Just regular.
How do you get into music?
As a career, one of my friends told me I should rap. He's like, yo, you should rap, and I was like. Rappers are broke. I got more money than rappers. Mm. Oh, fuck them.
Yeah, the construction job is like too
good.
Yeah,
yeah. And the investments.
Union all day.
Yeah, yeah, the investments.
And
yeah.
then I did it. I went and I made a song with him. But that really didn't change me because I still was just in the street. Mm-hmm. But what kind of changed me was when they started paying me. I think the song was kind of whack now. Like, now I noticed, like, my first song probably was whack, but I didn't think it was whack. And
your first song being, was that the Down the DM?
No, it was before that. I had another song. You wouldn't know about it. Mm. I deleted it out of my life. Deleted it off my SoundCloud. But, yeah. But they started paying me to come to the club. So I'm like, shit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I could do this.
Yeah.
A little walkthrough.
Yeah, yeah. I said, fuck it. So we did the Down in the DM, and people really started fucking with it. Like, yo, this shit is all right. Yeah. So then I went to the studio for Don't Run. But again, like, everybody knows already. I didn't know what the fuck was anything. Engineer, producer.
Yeah.
Fucking a 16 nothing.
Yeah.
Because them two songs, I just did it just dumbly. Like, you know what I'm saying? So I go in there. He like, where's your beat? And I'm like, hold on, my friends are coming. So it's me and my baby mother and my son in there. And I'm like, where the fuck are these people at? But nobody came. So the engineer was like, yo, I think... You want to listen to some online beats for sale? I said, yeah, put it on. So he ran through some. And at the time, I just bought my Sky Dweller. Mm-hmm. So I was like, niggas ain't going to book me for no watch. When the beat came on, though, and I said, niggas try to book me for my watch. They ain't know I had the clock. And I said, yo, how you like this? And then I said it to him. He was like, go in there and lay it down. But I'm like, you know, he just want my fucking money.
Yeah.
He just want me to stay here and take my money. But we did the Don't Run, and it was amazing. Yeah. But again, you got one song. It's really like one song I had at the time. And I'm like, man, I don't know if I could really do this. But when people started hearing it, it just was like, oh, you got something. So, you know, I started getting cocky. You know, started looking for deals and stuff of that nature.
Already.
Yeah, yeah, already. Yeah, yeah. I started, but I really only had one song. So after like 4 or 5 months, like other rappers started paying attention to me and stuff.
Like who?
Meek being one. As soon as I saw him kind of dancing to it, I was like, maybe I got some shit here. Everybody know my shit. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And every time I performed, they were just like crazy. Everybody was just showing me mad love. And that's when I really trained. Like, I said, nah, I'm done with the streets. I'm done with everything. I'm just going to focus on music. And it's working out.
Does someone hit you up and say, like, yo, watch this video of Meek?
Yeah.
And then how soon after that do you actually, like, end up meeting him?
I met him, like, again, I knew all these rappers before.
You did?
Yeah, yeah. I used to go out with people, you know what I'm saying? But, like, having a conversation is different from, you in the club and you in this section.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Or him knowing you, or anybody knowing you for music, it's like a different kind of feeling.
Right, you're now on his level as opposed to being on the step below at the club.
Yeah, yeah. Like, you know, like, I'm next to him now, other than, like...
In a picture.
Like, yeah, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Picture by mistake and picture on purpose.
Right. Meek Mill and Guest.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, yeah, like, yesterday they put Meek Mill and Casanova. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I usually didn't get added.
Yeah.
You know, but it's a great feeling. And it's different, but it's a great feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Because you get to be known for something good other than, oh, yeah, like, I tell everybody this. You could be a dope boy, anything of that nature, and I'll be waiting outside of the club. And y'all get to come through and walk straight in. I'm like, who the fuck are them guys? They ain't got no fucking money like me.
We have a very big podcast.
We have so much fake money. My God.
500,000 worth, right?
No, we got a nice million now.
That's what they do. They probably gonna do that to me now. Like, fuck Cass, you know what I'm saying? And you get known, and certain things are free that these people gotta pay for.
Well, right. Okay, so since you've gotten to a certain level in your life and your career, do you find not only like the accolades are there, but do you find that all the hate is there?
The hate is definitely there because I cut off 90% of my friends.
90.
Yeah, I think you have to in order to grow, because sometimes people like discourage you from being who you really want to be.
Right.
And you just gotta say, fuck it, like. Fuck everybody. This is what I'm doing. This is what I'm sticking to. And just focus. It might be stuff you're going through in your life and you need to go to the studio that day. You have to go to the studio no matter what's going on.
Yeah.
As long as it's not a death or something, just go to the studio. Let it out in the studio. You know what I'm saying? I just kind of focus more now.
Well, how do you cut these people off? Like, do you actually tell them, like, hey, like, this is done? Or do you ghost?
Ghost. They get the picture. They get the picture. I just walked past my friends for life. That was my friends for life yesterday. Just walked past them.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I walked past them. I love them like cooked food.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I just love myself more.
Did you feel anything in that moment?
I always feel it. When I see them, I just be looking like, damn. You know, because I told my girl the other day, I said, sometimes, let's say, I'm going to just put my example. Sometimes when you get your blessing, you want to share it with those that was there from the start,
mm-hmm.
or like those that you know would be proud of you. Like, but then when you get your blessing and you sharing it with somebody else, it really don't feel good. Is that crazy to say?
No.
Like, you probably started off with a couple podcasters and you're like, yo, guess what I had on the show today? And then now y'all got beef. So now you can't even call them and play around like, yeah, y'all better step y'all game up over there. It's not fun no more.
Right.
But you still love what you're doing. But that's how I feel. I feel like, damn, I'm embracing myself with y'all
mm-hmm.
rather than the people I knew for my whole life.
Right.
And I just think it comes with the territory. And people think like rappers got it all or... But it's a lot of stress that come with this. You got to watch out for the haters. You got to watch out for the robbers.
Mm-hmm.
People want to kill you, like, for no apparent reason. Because they think you you're better than them, which you are.
Right.
But you don't say it. But people want to kill you. You know what I'm saying?
So well, how much of that has to do with this? Your song being called Everybody Getting Shot?
Nah, I don't think... Shit, that
if not
that,
everybody should be killed.
Yeah.
And even with the song, I think people kind of got it confused for like a super gangster song. So people was like, yeah, but it's saying if you try to rob me, I'm gonna shoot you.
Yeah,
I'm gonna defend myself.
Yeah,
that's like stand your ground.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Everybody just looked at it like a robbery song, but it's you try to book me for my watch, you're gonna get shot.
Right.
Everybody, matter of fact, not you. Everybody in your circumference is getting shot.
You know? Any interviewers that ask about Nicki and Remy get shot. All right, on the flip side,
mm-hmm.
after all the crap that your mom had to go through, mm-hmm. seeing you go away for months and years,
yeah.
how's she feel right now?
She don't feel no way.
What?
Yeah. My mom is My mom.
Her son is legitimate, her baby.
My mom is built for tough, man. My mom is like where I get all my strength from. Like, she makes me weak and strong at the same time. Like, she's just so, I don't care about that. Like, I did everything again to prove to my mom, like, even doing the right stuff. Like, look, Ma, look, I'm doing it. And she'll be like, boy, I don't care about that. Just stay alive and stay out of trouble. Like, she don't even get excited.
I mean, good advice.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? She's just a different kind of breed, man. She different. My mom is like a real, like, a gangster.
It was Thanksgiving and Christmas, like, this year, like, a real good one, though?
Nah, I don't have those.
Really?
Nah, that's what I'm trying to say. I haven't had a Thanksgiving and all that. I don't even remember. I think since my stepfather left. Like, that's the crazy thing. I just was saying that the other day. I said, once I was so bad to my stepfather back when we was young, like, I used to pull out guns on him or
That'll do it.
And my mom always used to defend me, but still, like, argue with him. And I think he got tired one day and just left. That's when the food stopped being cooked. That's when the babying, like, she just, I think it did something to her. You know what I'm saying? But she just built for tough. She don't care about none of that. She called me, still cursed me out. You know, I think she loved. I think where she slacked at with me, she treat my kids better.
Yeah.
Like, my kids is like her babies now.
Yeah.
Like, she telling me, like, when my daughter coming back, or bring your daughter over here, drop her off. I mean, this is my daughter. Like, she's mad that my daughter's spending the night at my house. Are you crazy? You know what I'm saying? So that's the situation with Mama Love.
Yeah.
Where are you living in Brooklyn these days?
Me? I'm in the city.
Oh, in Manhattan?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Oh, excuse me.
Yeah, we're cousins.
Yeah.
We're cousins. I ain't like, going to Brooklyn. They gonna shoot me in Brooklyn, man. Dangerous out there still for me.
Do you like living in the city?
Yeah, it's cool.
That's good.
It's easy access to the strip clubs after all the titty bars. You know? I just go to the titty bar.
Well, it depends because they're all on the sides.
Yeah, or Midtown. See, you know where some of them at.
Yeah, but you're not. When's the last time you took the subway?
Never.
Never.
I never. Since I've been home, I never took the subway.
Wow.
Never took the subway.
So your recording situation now, is it right that you were in the studio with Fab recently?
Mm-mm.
Nope.
Mm-mm.
You have been in the studio with Fab like before though, just not recently.
Yeah. I've been in the studio. I was stealing his swag. Mm. Stealing what's going on.
Oh, we noticed.
but what kind of recording are you doing these days?
I got secrets. I got secrets. If you saw the pictures of the videos, then you know.
So there's pictures and videos.
There's videos out there.
Yeah.
Me with studios, but I'm working with Chris Brown a lot.
Saw that.
Yeah.
ASAP said he wanna do something with me. So you're just gonna see a lot. But I just kinda wanna prove myself before I start getting help from everybody else.
No. You have to suck all you can from their from the everybody around. Everybody around.
I'm on them like a cheap suit, but not now. When I need help, I'm not afraid to ask for it. Mm-hmm. You know? I asked for them to be on a remix.
Yeah.
And you know, they just did it. Mm-hmm. I didn't have to beg or nothing.
What don't we know about Chris Brown?
What don't you know about Chris
Brown? Like, just as he's a public figure, he's been in the news for good and bad.
What you don't know about him, let me see. He has a good heart. He has a good heart because he just, everybody around him, as for what I see, he just makes sure everybody are right. You know what I'm saying? Everybody, a lot of bad comes with being good too. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes people try to abuse what you give them. You know what I'm saying? So I think he got a good heart. A lot of people don't know that because he don't really do no interviews and stuff like that. But he got a good heart. Like, even with me, he don't know me from a hole in the wall. And I said it on another interview place. I don't know where I said it, but I said, people was like, oh, He's with you for protection. People like Chris Brown don't need protection. They got money to hire gun protection. People with legal guns.
Yeah. Right.
They don't need me. Like, you know, he just was chilling around me just regular because he liked my energy. Did a couple songs with me for free.
Yeah.
You know, his songs probably cost $100,000 for a feature. Man. And he did it
and
for
ownership
free.
And all that.
Yeah, stuff like that. So, you know what I'm saying? He a good dude. A lot of people don't know that.
Did you enjoy hanging out in L.A.?
Yeah. I another thing I don't know, he know I do karate. Y'all probably don't know that.
That
he,
I did not know.
No, definitely not.
Backflipping and kicking. Yeah, how did he show? We play fighting, like playing, and he was like, that's why I wanted him to beat Soulja Boy up.
Yeah.
He really know karate, though.
Wait, so you were within that like time period. You were hanging out within in that time period when he was like trying to hang.
And I was rooting for that. I was trying to get a come up. Bet a little $20,000 on it.
Yeah, but now
you are a gambler. Yeah.
Yeah.
But now the fight isn't happening.
The fight ain't happening.
I'm so sorry.
Wait, just a record. You were gonna bet on Chris.
Yeah. Of course.
So you should have like gassed up Chris and then bet on Soulja Boy.
No, it wasn't. I don't think gassing up. He was gonna fuck Soulja Boy up.
Yeah. You definitely would have been there, like ringside. Like
ringside. I probably would have bought him out. Don't run. Boom, boom. Everybody getting shot. Definitely.
I was telling Dave before that you need to get sponsored by Duce and do an event called Everybody Getting Shots.
Ooh.
Yeah, see?
I'm a marketing genius right there. Yeah. Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. Looking at Dave right now.
And you didn't fucking tell me that? That's fucking great.
This
we can have an event like that.
Take the credit. Oh,
and that's what he would have did too. You know that, right?
By the way, did you listen to Chris Brown when you were when you're in jail?
Of course.
Yeah.
He was on the radio back then.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Okay, so besides Meek, besides, you know, Chris Brown, who are the other artists that really have taken to you and were like, you know, took you to the side and were like, yo, we're fucking with you. This is something great.
Everybody I'm around, I think, tells me that. Everybody. So if you off the head, I wouldn't be able to say, but everybody, especially like White Clef, he always tell me like, yo, I see something in you like that a lot of people don't have. I don't know what, but he just always say that. Like everybody just gets drawn to me and I'm just happy that they do. You know,
that's gotta be incredible. Especially
when you used to be in Subtracted.
Yeah.
And now you added like my name on the list. Yeah, my name on the list. It feels good. Like, again, for being known for something other than being bad.
Yeah, like what was the best thing that happened to you before this? Before like this, like, you know, because that's a lot of like, you know, being down bad. And now, you know, but there had to be some like moments where you were just like, okay, I feel very good about myself for this reason.
The best thing that ever happened to me before rap would be me having like 300,000. I was just like, yes, I got the money. Once you get the money, then you get the power, then you get the what?
Motherfucking respect.
Yeah, that's it. Then they respected me. Then I was able to be around all the rappers, bust it up, and then I was able to be a rapper and already know the rappers, already getting the features. Oh, yeah, you know what I'm saying?
But listen, the funny thing is though that like that respect or that all the money got you was just like standing on the edge of that picture.
Yes.
Your talents as a rapper have gotten you
farther
in the center.
Farther. But I think that's like kind of like the cheat code what I did. I did a cheat code. And people need to understand that cheat code is just really relevant. Like you might not know it, but you have to be in the mix. You have to be in the mix. Because you see a person once, you see them twice, you see them three times. And one time, perfect example, I was with Kevin Hart in Vegas. It's nobody. I was next to the section and busting it up. And Fab had brought me on the stage. And we was just dancing, having fun. Kevin Hart was like, who the fuck is this big black guy? So he started dancing, doing dances. Well, they put me on like one of I don't know what it was, like Shade Room or one of them sites, whatever.
And, one of my favorite sites, yeah.
Yeah. So after seeing him a couple times, he's like, you was the dude that. You know what I'm saying? That's how I go. You got to just be around and make a stamp, make a name for yourself. Mm-hmm. Whether it's like, I met 50 before I was rapping, and it was because I was just spending money. Like, and he said, I see you in your bag, and I recorded it. I still got the video. When he was like, I'm like, yeah, these motherfuckers is broke, 50. He's like, yeah, we getting money over here. And stuff like that. And they remember you from that. Like, they remember, like, dang, that dude really working. That dude been here. And I think people that begin to rap, they just be so into themselves already. Mm-hmm. And you ain't do shit. Mm-hmm. Like, why not walk up to a guy like, yo, I like your music. Thank you. I'm trying to rap. Why not?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It don't hurt.
Well, did you tell 50 how much his music helped you through your biz?
Yeah, I told him I'm the new 50, actually.
What'd he say to that?
He started laughing. I'm the new 50, nigga. He started laughing. He gave me a quick speech too.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did. He
gave I feel me, like there are no quick speeches for 50.
Nah,
I feel
he
like
gave he just, me, like, we was in a club.
Gives him monologues.
He just I said something to him and I told him how much I appreciate his music and I fuck with his music, and he just whispered over and just gave me a good 2-minute drill. And I appreciated it.
That's awesome. The last time we saw 50 in person, we were hosting DJ Drama's New York City album release party, right? So Drama was like, yo, here's what I want to do. I want to have you guys like crack some jokes, introduce me. You guys interview me about each track. We're like, okay, cool. So we stand up on this, like, you know, bench or banquette or something like
against
that.
The wall. And so Eric goes, I'm Eric. I go, I'm Jeff. And then 50 comes in and steals the microphone. And for the entire event,
oh,
it was the easiest hosting gig I've ever had. All I had to do was just stand behind 50.
Because he stood right in front of us. We couldn't go anywhere. So we're in all the pictures just like standing with him in Drama. And like 50 had the microphone the whole entire time.
It was awesome.
That was great. Yeah, it was great.
Yeah,
dope.
Yeah.
Organic.
Yeah, totally.
That's always the best.
Yeah, right? I mean, he made it happen.
Yeah.
Wait, so when you talk to ASAP, Rocky, because there's a lot of ASAPs.
Yeah.
When you talk to ASAP Rocky, were you like, how the fuck do you not know who I am?
No.
Because you were bubbling at that point.
Yeah, but one thing I know about being around certain individuals, if you don't come up on their radar, it don't matter how hard you've been working. Some people, like, I think he was in Thailand or something, Rocky the other day. I don't know. One of them did for like weeks. Sometimes like where you're not even getting played. You know what I'm saying? If you don't come up on somebody's radar, then you don't know. Even with me, people be like, how you don't know him? And I'd be like, never heard that music before.
Right.
So I don't think it's hard, you know, because I was like buzzing in New York.
Right.
And he don't really even be in New York. He be in LA.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So.
But then you were in LA.
Yeah, I was in LA. But it's just like a different lane.
Yeah.
I think you already know, though. Once you, it's like a secret society. You have to be in these secret societies, these secret dinners, these secret meet and greets to be known. Your music can be bubbling, but I might not even listen to that because as soon as I put on my iPod list, yours don't come up.
Right.
Yeah.
So,
until you get on A Waste of Time with It's the Real, then who are you, right?
Yes.
Very good question.
Yes.
But so when you started, I'm going to guess, I mean, like, Taxstone has helped you out a lot. Taxstone gets you into those dinners and
those circles.
At first it was Taxstone. And then once I started creating my own little hookups, then I started getting invited to the sneaky ones. And then I just pop up and turn it upside down.
Yeah.
You know?
So,
like you said, loud, having fun, drunk.
Very comfortable.
In any of those nights, and you spent a lot of nights in jail, any of those nights, could you have ever dreamed that you would be in the position you are today?
Mm-mm. But I always speak it in the air, but I never said rapping. Like, I used to be like, when I get home, I'm going to be in my bag. Watch. All these motherfuckers going to get mad. Watch. I can't wait. But it was like in your bag, the bad way. Like I told, like Big Meech had mad money, millions of dollars. But he couldn't, you known in the street.
Right. He wasn't getting invited to the fancy dinners.
No,
you know?
You're not, you don't want that. he wanted to transition so much that I think that got him in trouble. Because he was good being just a drug dealer, you know, with the rappers. But when now you're trying to transfer your money into legal money,
right?
Now you're getting the eyes from people that wasn't supposed to be watching. So, yeah, everybody wants to be known for good. Not nobody don't care about. He said it. He said, I had so much liquid money, and I couldn't do what I want with it. Like, when he was trying to buy a jewelry, like $400,000 worth of jewelry, he had to give his money to somebody else to do it.
Right.
That could vouch for it. It's certain stuff you can't. I want to go and buy a house. Mm-hmm. You don't have to put it in nobody else's name. So, yeah, of course.
Well, congratulations on, you know, all the time you spent in jail putting in your dues there. Mm-hmm. Congratulations.
Don't go to jail, man.
But congratulations on making it out. Congratulations on...
So make sure
on...
you stop giving out that fake money. I see y'all giving out that fake money.
Congratulations on paying
into those good dinners.
Congratulations on paying your dues in music, and congratulations, most importantly, for paying your union dues.
Yeah. You know, oh, my fucking God. Don't bring that up. That traumatized me just now. Union fucking dues. Oh, man.
Shout out to all my union dudes at Local 79.
Yeah, Local 79. Shout out to y'all, man. Shout out to the person that even gave me the job, because I don't even know how I got the job. I didn't even qualify for the job. So thank you. If you're out there listening, I owe you a 10-pack.
Yeah.
It's a fake money. Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
All right.
Thanks, everyone, for listening to this new episode of A Waste of Time with It's The Real Jeff. If people want to find out more about us, if people want to find out more about this podcast, if people want to come find us down here at South by Southwest in Austin, Texas, where can they go?
You can come to the JW Marriott Hotel. We are in room 112, ladies only.
Guys, tomorrow we're going to be live 2 to 3 p.m. Please come through to the...
The Brazos room.
Yeah.
Level 2.
Ask for hugs.
Yeah, ask for hugs, ask for drugs. We'll give you whatever. We are also on soundcloud.com/awasteoftime for all of our old episodes of A Waste of Time with It's The Real. You can go to iTunes and search for A Waste of Time with It's The Real. Let's get our iTunes numbers up.
Yes.
Let's get our iTunes comments up.
Yes.
We are also on Twitter at It's The Real, Facebook at It's The Real, Instagram at It's The Real. You can also come find us on Snapchat. We are It's The Real and It's The Real Eric. And It's The Real was taken, so fuck It's The Real.
Mm-hmm.
And...
For our music,
you can go to soundcloud.com/itsthereal. We also post all of our podcast episodes there.
Yes. All right, Jeff, this podcast doesn't go anywhere. It stays an underground podcast that you wish more people listen to. If you don't tell all of your friends to go listen to A Waste of Time with It's The Real. So, we know it starts with us. Jeff, which friend do you want to tell?
I want to tell Rolando Torres.
All right.
I'm in Chicago. I added too many rolling artists to that name.
Mm-hmm.
Rolando Torres out in Chicago. He said that he wanted to hang out with us and Peter Rosenberg at our local grocery store. I said I would love for that to happen because there is no place I love more on earth than our grocery store, Westside Market. Shouts to Homer, shouts to Jorge, shouts to Chris. But unfortunately, Peter has moved 20 blocks south and so doesn't really hang out at our grocery store anymore.
Not the hangout.
But he does, he shows up every once in a while.
All right. Shout out to Rolando for, you know, the hope and dream of food shopping with these three idiots. I would like to shout out a guy who goes by Mario830, his real name.
His real name is Mario.
Oh, it is. But he goes by Luigi.
Yeah, people call him Luigi.
All right, well, we're going to be seeing him down here in Austin, Texas, a bunch, because he is going to be helping us out. So, Mario and or Luigi, shout out to you. We appreciate everything. Jeff, anything else?
Room 112.
Not for real, for real. Guys, we'll see you next week.